Government says it will support indigenous businesses which have the potential to produce for the export market. This is part of government's vision to transform the economy into a producer and exporter of products. President John Mahama gave the assurance when he visited two major pharmaceutical industries, Tobinco and NS Chemist, on the Spinters Road and Tema. The two industries are beneficiaries of the Export Trade Agricultural and Industrial Development Fund, EDAIF. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
In this year's State of the Nation address, President Mahama outlined his vision to support local businesses to expand and increase production for both the domestic and export markets. The move is also to create jobs to close up on the gaping unemployment rate. President Mahama outlined that vision with an objective to promote the consumption of made-in-Ghana products, industries and small and medium-scale enterprises with the potential to expand have the opportunity to access the Export Trade, Agricultural and Industrial Development Fund, EDIF, under the Ministry of Trade and Industry. The pharmaceutical sector in Ghana has proven to have comparative advantage if supported. It currently contributes 30% to the national economy. The Tobinco Pharmaceutical Group, NS Chemist and Danex have benefited from the EDIF Fund. President Mahama took time off to visit these industries to find out how the support from EDIF has impacted on their production. His first point of call was the Entrance Pharmaceuticals and Research Center, a subsidiary of Tobinco Pharmaceuticals. Established 20 years ago, the Tobinco Group manufactures and supplies drugs to countries in the sub-region. In the near future, Tobinco hopes to manufacture antiretrovirals and anti-tuberculosis drugs. NS Chemist, on the other hand, has been in existence for 28 years and is a leading manufacturer of pharmaceutical products. The major challenge these pharmaceuticals face is a huge VAT paid on imported pharmaceutical materials. President Mahama said government has identified the private sector as having the potential to be competitive in the manufacturing sector.
In West Africa, Ghana and Nigeria have probably the biggest pharmaceutical manufacturing industries, and we are in competition for some of the markets in the sub-region against countries like India that are exporting massively into this sub-region. And so government has a vision that with a high number of indigenous Ghanaian pharmaceutical companies, we must put our money where our mouths are, because it's fits into our promoting made in Ghana goods agenda. We'll continue to provide that assistance so that we're able to create a sound, solid, indigenous, homegrown pharmaceutical industry in Ghana that becomes the hub for exports into the West African sub-region.
Tobinco Pharmaceutical Group employs about 2,000 people and has received $6 million as support from EDIF. NS Chemist has also benefited from a $10 million EDIF support.
That was Pascaline Adadivo's report.